This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Nets had an incredible game last night against the Trailblazers. It was like a movie if you could have a regular season basketball game of that much drama. Double overtime, a horrific injury, unfortunately. So Jerry Recko is going to give us that and a bunch of other stuff from yesterday. Good morning, Jerry. What's happening?
Morning, guys. Brought to you by Winter Brothers Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. And, yeah, the Nets wound up losing to the Blazers in that double overtime game, 148-144. Unfortunately, the story was Yusuf Nurkic. He had 32 points, 16 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 block shots, but that's not why we think of him on this morning.
I think guys got kind of wiped out, upset. They ran away from him like he really hurt himself.
It's a similar to a Caris LeVert thing. He's down. They just put a towel over it.
Yes.
Oh boy. Nurkic's left foot is bent at a bad angle. His ankle is bent.
Yeah, there was one video, Carino and Capstraw on the fan here. There was one angle, like, it's almost hanging.
It's horrible. Yeah.
It's just awful. It turns out to be a compound fractures of the knee and ankle. So tibia.
And the ankle?
Tibia and fibula.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he snapped his leg. I mean, it's as bad as it gets. And I know that the LeVert one gives people hope once they saw that.
Sure.
That was a dislocation. I think that was sort of rare, and he was able to come back and play. This is obviously...
Most likely, they'll have to put one of those titanium bars through his leg.
I would think.
Interestingly enough, in Super Bowl 23, Tim Crumry, our nose tackle, had this happen to him where he snapped his leg. And I was like, I think it was the first series against the 49ers. The most amazing thing about that and about Tim was that at halftime, we come into the locker room, and he's in there on the gurney. Like, he didn't go to the hospital.
Wow.
And I went up to him. I said, man, what are you doing? He goes, I'm not leaving until the game's over. And he stayed there until the game was over.
I mean, is that smart medically, though?
Well, I didn't say he was smart. I didn't say that. I just said wow. He was tough. You know, and I think he would probably laugh hearing me say this, but, you know, anybody who has ever been around a guy like Tim Crumry knows just how damn tough he was.
Sure.
He was a pain in the ass in practice every single day, going 100 miles an hour, fighting everybody. It was a 10th round draft choice, played with a chip on his shoulders. But he also was probably one of the toughest players I'd ever seen. And then to see that at halftime, I can't even imagine the pain that Nurkic was going through last night. But... yeah, it's just amazing. When guys have that happen, you can hear it.
Well, here's Damian Lillard. He had in this game 31 points, 12 assists. I think it's CJ McCollum is actually out to injury, too, so this is not good for the Blazers. Here's Lillard, his reaction to the Nurkic injury.
It made me sick to my stomach.
Yep, Seth Curry on NBC Sports Southwest. He had 20 points off the bench. Afterwards, it's hard to play after seeing it.
It was tough to finish that game. Knowing our big fella got hurt like that, but we had to lock back in, and we'll deal with our big fella and try to give him some support after the game.
Now, their backup big fella is one guy by the name of Enes Kanter.
Yep.
12 points, 10 rebounds. His reaction.
It's tough, man. I mean, seeing one of your brothers going that goes down like that, I mean, just... I just don't know what to say.
Not to go unnoticed, the Blazers did clinch a playoff spot, but he says that kind of took the fun out.
We clinched the playoff, but we cannot even celebrate it, you know, because, I mean, he was a big part of our family, not our team, our family.
In the loss, D'Angelo Russell, 39 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. A couple of issues late, though. Spencer Dinwiddie had 22. Here's Jared Dudley. Didn't like the way the team ended the game.
We made stupid mistakes towards the end of the game that we haven't been doing for the last 20, 30 games, which we stopped doing after the first 10 games of the year. And for us to get into these playoffs, we're going to have to continue doing that.
Yeah, and right now, when you look at the playoff picture, they've got a one-game lead on 8th place Miami, just a game and a half clear of 9th place Orlando. The Magic blasted the Sixers 119-98. Nikola Vukovic, what's up? Why are you smashing your mouse?
He's just, he wants to see the Nets miss the playoffs.
Oh, I agree. That would have been an amazing win if they got it and had chances to win this game.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to see the Nets not make the
playoffs. It sounds like it. Yes, it does sound like it.
You so want to be right about this.
You want to be right.
I just pointed out that their schedule ending the
and
season.
Nobody disagreed with
you. Much like the Yankees schedule opening the season, and the Mets schedule is opening the season is kind of like the Nets finishing the season.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like it was a scoop kinda or
like
anything.
We all saw the Islanders right now are in a very tough part of their schedule, and they need to finish strong, and they're playing all these other really good teams. It's a matter of who you play and when you play them, right?
Douchey.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
Douchey.
The Jazz beat the Suns 125-92, despite the fact that Devin Booker had 59 points. Rudy Gobert, now with the most dunks in a season since the NBA kept the stat. He's got 275 after having a few more last night. Grizzlies beat the Thunder 115-103, and former Knicks TV analyst Cal Ramsey passed away. He was 81. I do not remember that. That was, what, 70s, early 80s?
Yeah.
With Marv, right?
Yeah, he worked with Marv, yeah.
Yeah, I do not remember that. So, unfortunately, he was 81 years old.
He was always around the Garden pretty much at all Knicks games and everything else. Really, as Jim Dolan said, he was really a true ambassador of New York because he played basketball in college here at NYU and then, of course, played for the Knicks and was really known as a broadcaster for the Knicks with Marv. And you know, the Knicks kept him on. Even when he was done broadcasting, kept him on. He was an ambassador. So they took really good care of him, and it's an unfortunate that Cal's no longer with us.
Spring baseball wrapped up yesterday. The Mets were in Sarasota, beat the Orioles 9-7. Here's Mickey Callaway. All went well in the spring.
They embraced the things that we wanted to, you know, I wouldn't say change, but the things we wanted to think about.
And so that mission accomplished. Zach Wheeler threw yesterday. Not great, but overall likes what he's done.
Had a pretty good spring for the most part, besides today.
Right. Today was not great. He'll pitch the third game of the season in Washington. Here's Pete Alonso. So what if you make the roster, kid?
I might cry if they give me the thumbs up, because I mean it's a lifelong dream and it's something that's like this is my livelihood, this is my life's work. And
okay, why wouldn't they?
Well, it's service time.
I think they're going to.
Why they wouldn't?
I think they're going to.
I think they will too.
If it has to do with service time, I'm going to be disgusted. I'm so sick of hearing about service time. I want to see guys rewarded for competing and playing well and showing up and doing everything that's expected of you and being rewarded for it. That's what I want to see.
You know, I was listening to Eddie C with Joe and Evan driving home yesterday, and he said that they could still send him down. So if he makes the opening day roster, they could still send him down and accrue that service time year again.
I don't want to hear that. I'm sick of it.
So just for the point making that just because he's on this roster doesn't mean that they can't still send
him
down.
He goes down next week,
there.
It doesn't count, right? Essentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm saying you though, you understand.
I get what you're saying,
and
but
I understand
it's not
that you don't want to have two first basemen. I know it doesn't work in the National League that well, but at the end of the day, both of them deserve to be here. They do.
Yeah, no, I agree, and all that's great, but I hope he makes the team and stays. I do, but this is not just a Mets thing, as we pointed out many times. Every
a lot of teams do it. If
every
not all of them.
Organization, this would actually be an aberration in Major League Baseball more than anything else, with prospects that are a lot more highly touted than Pete Alonso.
Mets will be in Syracuse for their workout at the Carrier Dome today. That after they had the 3.5-hour delay yesterday with their charter plane having mechanical issues. The Yankees lost to the Nationals. Of course, it did, right?
Yeah.
Yankees lost to the Nationals 5-3. Yanks and Orioles Thursday at the stadium. We've got our opener in the NFL: Packers Bears Soldier Field Thursday night, September 5th. Also, we know the Patriots will be home against someone on Sunday night football.
It's got to be the Browns. I believe it's going to be the Browns.
It has to be.
It should be. You know, the other thing, too, is it's the 100th year anniversary celebration of the NFL. That's why they want Packers at Bears.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
I mean, it's good. It's fine.
Doesn't float your boat?
No, it's fine. I mean, it's the start of the season, so it's a good deal. You know, it's a nice rivalry game.
Like, big anniversaries like that for people who were dead when it started. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
were
not,
dead.
You
know, it's like, but you know what I'm saying?
Mets,
like,
they
just.
I never said that. I wasn't born.
I never said that. I never said that
about people forget about history and tradition. That's the problem with this country right now.
No. I just.
Yes, you just totally.
I did not. No.
No,
you're
putting words in the fabric of who we are.
You're putting words
just
in my mouth,
throwing it out the window.
No. I'm echoing what Jerry is saying about like, You know, I mean, how many NFL fans are really going to be like, man, 100 years? Let me
Jerry's miserable. Why would you echo anything that Jerry has to say?
Well, because he's right so about miserable. This. He's right. Like, the NFL fans are not going to care. What they're going to be doing is fantasy football teams and eating queso out of their belly buttons.
Hey, Al, do you That's care about care the 100th about. Anniversary of the NFL?
Not enough to put it on the Thursday night home opener.
Yep. Well, even if it's Aaron Rodgers against the Bears defense?
Aaron Rodgers won six games this year.
What does that have to do with 100 years? You're talking about the current players, which is my point. Doesn't matter.
I'm talking about the history of the league, and you're talking about original teams that played in the league. Why can't you just celebrate that?
Aaron Rodgers won one more game than Eli Manning. How about we go Giants-Packers?
I mean, they could celebrate it. I'm just saying I don't believe that fans are going to care.
Right now, I hate you guys, honestly.
What about miserable?
The sport I played in, the league I played in, we're going to celebrate 100 years. We've been around. You guys love the sport.
We do.
Why don't you just appreciate what they're trying
to
do?
We're going to have film from 1919?
Oh, my God. You know what?
No, I'm asking a question.
Well,
it's not
everything then, okay?
What happened?
The Packers Bears. They played in 1922.
And there's young quarterback Eli Manning on the sidelines. Getting ready to take over for the New York Giants.
All right, well, let's get Boomer in a better mood. Let's talk hockey.
Kessel, pass across. Glove save, the rebound. It's in by Teddy Bluger. His second of the game.
Teddy Bluger scores twice. Penguins beat the Rangers 5-2 after the Rangers
Highway to the Ranger Zone.
We did not help out the Islanders, and the Jersey Devils are gaining ground on the Rangers. The
Devils wound up winning 3-1 over the Sabres, and a big night for a former Islander.
Muzzin with it at the point now. To Zaitsev. Pass in front of the net. Shot on goal. Tavares scores! Johnny Toronto with his first ever four-goal game.
Yeah, he's been calling him that all year, I believe.
Johnny Toronto.
Maple Leafs radio, 4 goals for Tavares. Leafs beat the Panthers 7-5.
Played 74 games in a Toronto uniform. Now all of a sudden he's Johnny Toronto.
Yeah, well,
he was born there.
He was, yeah, the
also had the pajamas, right?
Sheets. Yeah, he's Johnny Toronto.
And Conor McGregor tweeting that he is retiring from MMA. It's over.
Yeah, he did that in 2016 as well.
He did?
And then fought a bunch.
Oh, for God's sakes. So I guess we don't care about that then.
He's talking about tweeting and Instagramming your retirement and all that other stuff. A lot of people think that Gronk is just playing around with everybody, that he's going to be back. But I don't know. It seems like, you know, his...
Come back after the bye week?
Or something, but it seemed like it was legit. Don't you feel like it was legit?
I think a lot of people expected it to happen, and then it did, so I don't know. I mean, if he comes back, it's because... He feels better after a couple of months, but he's going to get a bunch of offers to do other entertainment things, and he'll be fine. I'm sure
he's already got a TV show on Nickelodeon,
right.
I think.
WWE wants him, and there's going to be a ton of stuff. People are interested in him. They just are. He's just fun to watch. He's got that nickname, Gronk, and just throw him on television, have him do some sort of stupid show where he's judging a wet t-shirt contest or something.
Speaking of fun and wet t-shirts, did you see the A-Rod story?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I'm sure you can get to that later, but geez.
Yeah, I know. There's threesomes and...
I did needed that.
And, like, real text messages, supposedly, like they have?
Yeah, while he was with J-Lo. Yeah, I know. It's rough. That's a conversation.
What an ass.
They might be having right now.
Eesh.
Yeah.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.